From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. This is the second of a two-part podcast that we're putting together this week for you regarding COVID-19. As we all work together on the front lines to best serve our patients and lead the COVID-19 response planning for our institutions, the ACC is working hard to provide COVID-19 clinical guidance for our global cardiovascular care team members. ACC's COVID-19 hub is available to you on acc.org, and it provides you with clinical guidance and practice, clinical perspectives and frontline experiences, regulatory and reimbursement updates, and COVID-19 and CVD management on demand webinars. You can find the COVID-19 hub by clicking the hub graphic on the acc.org homepage or by typing in COVID-19 hub in the search bar. Earlier this week, I provided you information from two articles that relate to COVID-19 and the cardiovascular system. And today I'm going to give you an update on three others that I think are relevant to our practices and our understanding of this unique challenge that we face. Let me first say that I've never been more proud to be a cardiovascular provider. And watching my colleagues, be they physicians, nurses, MAs, et cetera, step up to face the challenge that we have has just given me such pride. I'm certainly grateful to be a physician, to be on the care team, and to be a part of an organization like ACC, which is trying to enlist all of the knowledge that we can to help you fight this deadly problem. The first article is a study looking at case fatality rate and some characteristics of patients dying in relation to COVID. And it offers us some insights into some of the different data that we see coming across the news. So case fatality rate, as you know, is the proportion of individuals diagnosed with a disease who die from that disease. And of course, it's not a fixed number or constant number, but it depends on the patients, their characteristics, the healthcare system features, cultural, socioeconomic factors, testing, population density, et cetera. The case fatality rate for Italy for COVID-19 is among the highest in the world and was reported to be 7.2% about a week ago, March 17th. By comparison, the case fatality rate in China was 2.3% about 1 month ago. And there are probably important reasons for these differences. The CFR, case fatality rate, depends on age, and it's much higher among the elderly than in younger or middle-aged individuals. For example, in China, the population age is younger, whereas in Italy, it's older, with 23% of the patients over the age of 65. Mortality among all age strata suggests that under 70 years has much lower risk, but among patients over the age of 70, the risks are higher. And in Italy, the higher risk of the case fatality rate is largely explained by this age differential between China and Italy. Also, the definition of COVID-19-related deaths can differ across countries. For example, in Italy, any death in a patient with positive testing for COVID is considered a COVID-19-related. Nonetheless, many other contributors to these deaths likely exist when you look at fatal cases. An examination of 355 fatal cases showed a high prevalence of ischemic heart disease, 30%, diabetes, 36%, and active cancer, 20%, and other serious conditions. Thus, the prevalence of underlying conditions and how they are weighed in relation to counting COVID-19-related deaths probably also contributes substantially to differences in CFR between, say, Italy and China. Also, finally, testing strategies are critical for determining the denominator for case fatality rate. If testing prioritizes severe individuals, particularly in the hospitals or in ICUs, and undersamples mild cases or asymptomatic cases, then the denominator is underestimated and the CFR is overestimated. And this may have occurred as testing in Italy resulted in 19.3% positive cases, suggesting a focus on high probability sicker patients. You may recall in New York right now, I believe only 1 out of 10 is testing positive. So this probably explains much of the differences in the CFR that we see of reports coming out of Italy. The second paper was a look at cardiac troponin with the coronavirus, and it was a meta-analysis published just recently in Progress in Cardiovascular Diseases. And the question was, do troponin levels predict clinical severity of patients with COVID-19? The authors did a meta-analysis of several articles in which they looked at troponin levels and severity of disease. The primary outcome was comparing severe disease, that is, patients identified who were admitted to the ICU or had severe onset of respiratory distress syndrome and or death. And all of the studies came out of China. About 340 patients and 123 or 36% had severe disease. There was a lot of heterogeneity across the studies. The bottom line is that it was no surprise that patients with severe COVID-19 infection were much more likely to have evidence of myocardial injury. And the mechanisms are very likely similar to that of myocardial injury and other severe respiratory illnesses and clinical scenarios in which myocardial oxygen demand is heightened and inflammation is rampant. Troponin measurements in the absence of suspicion for plaque rupture, myocardial infarction should probably be avoided to minimize unnecessary downstream testing. Similarly, studies coming out of several different journals this week suggest that the natriuretic peptides behave similarly. The more severe disease, the higher the BNP or NP-BNP, but we should treat the patients, not the biomarkers, given the known predilection for this virus to have significant cardiovascular stress and injury. The last article I want to talk about is a paper published just the other day in Circulation, and it asks the question, what is the association between COVID-19 and morbidity and mortality from cardiovascular disease? And the investigators did a review and summarized rapidly evolving data regarding evidence linking the virus to increased mortality and morbidity from cardiovascular disease. As you know, COVID-19 is caused by severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, which invades cells through the angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 receptor. Among those with COVID-19, there is a higher prevalence of cardiovascular disease, and more than 7% of patients suffer a myocardial injury from infection, particularly in the critically ill, where it's 22%. Myocardial injury is present in more than a quarter of critical cases and presents in two patterns, acute myocardial injury and dysfunction on presentation, and myocardial injury that develops as an illness later as the illness intensifies. The review suggests that cardiovascular comorbidities are common in patients with COVID-19, and clearly these patients are at higher risk of mortality and morbidity. At this time, virtually all the major societies have recommended against either adding or stopping ACE, ARB, or other RAS antagonists in this setting, unless done on clinical grounds independent of the COVID-19 infection. COVID-19 also poses a challenge for heart transplantation. It impacts donor selection, immunosuppression, and post-transplant management. Finally, on the bright side, there are a number of promising treatments and vaccines under investigation. None have proven clinically efficacious at this time, but they're coming. Obviously, our nation is harnessing all of its clinical, education, and research resources to fight this dread disease. For my generation, and probably the one right behind me, this is like our world war, isn't it? The stresses on our society, the stresses on our families, the stresses on ourselves as we come to work. I come to work in the hospital with a little bit more pride, I think, than I ever have. Also, a little bit more fear than I ever have. And resolve to work together with all of you and my colleagues to fight this problem and help society return to the type of society that we knew just a few weeks ago. So I want to thank you for listening to Eagle's Eye View. I recorded this on March 26th. Please go to the website and find these articles and the journal scans. Also, please check out the website for the other resources that the ACC is providing to you. I wish you all best health and safety as we continue to do our work to help fight COVID-19. And I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.